We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Justin Simmons is here. Now, we're going to talk this morning about this rapid COVID test. All of a sudden, all these governors, Biden, everybody's talking about all these tests they've ordered, right? They're supposed to be, I don't know what they're supposed to do. More people who are healthy test themselves. I don't even know what it's all about, but apparently some of these tests are not that accurate with Omicron. And Justin Simmons is the CEO and founder of My Labs Direct, and he's here to shed some light on that. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Heidi. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I had two COVID tests. It is not fun to jam that thing up your nose, I can tell you. Do these rapid tests work the same way, the home tests that they're touting?
Well, I mean, they work obviously differently than a PCR test. I guess the question is now the level of accuracy that we're getting from these. I think pertinent to understand that rapid tests, in order for those to be more accurate, the patient's going to want to have a higher viral load or be more infectious. Then we're probably going to see a better rate of accuracy. So it's all a function of timing and the progression of the disease and how it's developing in the body. So that's important for consumers to know. If you're asymptomatic or you're not exhibiting symptoms, the likelihood of getting even a false negative is pretty high. We're starting to find, and there's confirmed studies to support that.
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to ask you to back up and explain to people who do not know the difference between these new tests, the PCR tests, and the rapid COVID test. Talk about that. Explain it to us like we failed biology 101, okay?
Okay, so PCR test, this is it's the gold standard test, and this isn't a new technology by any means. We utilize this to detect, viral RNA, viral DNA, things of that nature. So what we're doing there is really looking at the molecular virus or the, viral components molecularly. It's a longer, more involved process that from end to end in a laboratory setting on instruments that basically what we're doing is drilling down and looking at three different targets of a viral protein or viral makeup of the SARS virus, whereas a rapid test, or what otherwise is referred to as a lateral flow test, kind of like a pregnancy test, we coat a Wattman paper with antibodies, and we put the specimen or sample on this device cartridge or strip. You guys have seen a number of different applications, and what it's really trying to do is detect the surface proteins or proteins of the virus. So more of a detection of the protein itself, where we're not really drilling into the molecular side. It probably wasn't the best explanation, but certainly has its place where we're just trying to detect if there's the presence of the protein versus, again, PCR, where we're really drilling into the RNA of the virus.
Now, we're speaking with Justin Simmons, and he is really interesting. He's the CEO and founder of My Labs Direct. When it comes to these tests, you mentioned the viral load. When I got COVID, which I got pretty quickly on when the whole thing started almost 3 years ago, in 2020, And my husband, I was told by people I got the viral load. I was really sick. I wasn't hospitalized, but I was really miserable. And he barely got a little bit of a tickle in his nose. All right. So that's what you're talking about when you talk about the viral load, right? Versus somebody who doesn't quite have that viral load, who maybe could take a test and it could be negative depending on what their symptoms are, right?
Yeah. So the viral load is really how much of the virus is in your body at the point in time you test. So that's really a function of the progression of the virus. So in the early stages, your viral load is lower. And as you go through the progression of the virus and or the infection, that viral load starts to increase. And okay. So a term that we use on the lab side is LOD or limit of detection. So the limit of detection is much higher on a basically a rapid test, meaning you have to have a higher viral load, meaning you have to be more infectious for those to detect a positive. A PCR test, because we're looking at the virus itself and the molecular structure of the virus, we can detect that that virus is present in the body before you start to exhibit symptoms even. One of the disadvantages that we found in that first phase of COVID, where people wanted to go back to work and get back, you know, back to life, is we're still detecting a positive on PCR because it's so, so sensitive, nearly 1,000 times more sensitive than a rapid test. That doesn't mean, though, if you're positive in the latter stages of the infection, that you're still shedding virus or infecting others. So we've done a number of studies to say, hey, in general, 21 days after infection, I'm probably at a point where, yes, I may detect positive on this highly sensitive PCR test, but that doesn't mean that I'm shedding virus and infecting other people.
Interesting. Well, what I have, we're speaking with Justin Simmons, and it's a pretty fascinating conversation. He's CEO and founder of MyLabs Direct. When I had COVID, after the initial couple of weeks when I was flat on my back, I coughed for probably another month. And I had people tell me, medical professionals say, oh, it's just inflammation and you're not infectious. But I still didn't want to go out in public. I mean, you can't even clear your throat anymore without getting a dirty look in the grocery store. I wasn't about to put people at risk. I felt nervous about that.
Absolutely. Well, that's kind of the tricky part with the antibody test is if we take those too soon and we determine that we're, you know, negative, we're hearing a lot of cases of that, in fact, where people feel like they maybe got symptoms, so they start taking these tests and they're getting a negative. Even anecdotally, I've had a number of people tell me they've taken multiple tests because they couldn't find a PCR lab that could result them in a timely manner. And so they're anecdotally, again, taking up to 6 tests, still getting negative, and then all of a sudden they test positive. And again, it's really a result of the sensitivity of those rapid tests. Meanwhile, that person may be running around with a false sense of security, thinking, well, I'm not infected. This rapid test didn't detect me as positive, when in fact you are. It's just a staging in time where the virus hasn't yet really started to exhibit symptoms. And then, of course, we know the cases of asymptomatic folks anyway. So you like your husband, maybe has it, doesn't exhibit symptoms to the degree you do. That's all a function of, you know, you genetically over him. That those are studies still that we're trying to understand more about.
Right. Interesting. We're speaking with Justin Simmons, CEO and founder of MyLabs Direct. I'm Heidi Harris, of course, in for Mark Cox today. You know, what's interesting when you're talking about these rapid tests, there are people who take a rapid test to get on a plane, people who take a rapid test to go to a wedding, people who take rapid tests for all kinds of things. And what you're saying basically is we have no idea if these are accurate in a lot of these cases.
Yeah, I mean, I think that in the guidance would suggest that it should be supplemented or complemented with a PCR test. Again, excuse me, if we're highly contagious or we have a high viral load, and typically that's coupled with symptoms, you can be pretty sure that if you test with these, that you're going to get, a positive there. Again, maybe in early stages of infection, be infectious to others and not being detected positive at that point in time when you took the rapid. So that is a concern for sure.
I heard a story the other day about a woman who got on a plane, had a little bit of fever or something, went into the bathroom of the airport. I'm sure you heard the story, took a rapid test and came back positive and spent the next 4 hours in the airplane bathroom, basically isolating herself. Now, I'm telling you right now, I would not do that.
Yeah, there's a certain level of...
Right. I mean, you're in a bathroom... Right. If you can't get Ebola in that bathroom, I don't know where you can get it in an airplane bathroom. Right. So that was. But back to your point, we don't know if the test, because the people who were with her husband and her son didn't come out positive. So how weird is that? She potentially might not have even been positive. We don't even know. I mean, because she took the rapid test.
That's right. They have their place and there's. You know, they're good for us to have. They're good for us to detect ourselves before we go and circulate among other people. But it isn't the end all be all. And I don't think the guidance basically states as such. I think it's the best option available. I think that if you can find it, a PCR test, to my mind, is the most effective. The problem we're seeing there is some of these labs across the country just having difficulty turning around results in a timely manner. And that's really, again, as a result of the high volume. And also, a lab-based PCR test is, again, an involved process where it's hands-on. It can take up to, 2 to 3 hours to run a plate of specimens. So that's the unfortunate disadvantage. And with Omicron, we're seeing such a high level of volume and demand for testing that it all rolls downhill. I think complementing the two together is a good alternative, a good option. But to use just the rapid antigen by itself, you have to factor in a lot of different elements.
Yeah, and it sounds to me as if you're somebody who's taking that test because you're afraid you're going to infect somebody who could really die, you know, you've got elderly relatives, there's some kind of critical situation, then you've got to get a better test than the rapid test to really know whether or not you've got it. That's what you're telling me.
You do. Yeah. And I think, again, that would just be your RT or your PCR testing. And that's, again, finding and or locating a laboratory, you're going to your physician to ask, can you refer me to a PCR test. You know, my lab's direct, we're based in Dallas. We do a lot of, we're a lab, so we do high capacity, high volume PCR testing. We have a lab in partnership at Baylor University where we can run upwards of 8,000 of these a day. But if it's still our capacity is being strained by the number of people wanting to be tested. So right. When people come to us, we say, hey, if they order a rapid antigen and they're not symptomatic, the likelihood is that they're probably going to detect negative. But if they're adamant, they're like, no, I was with someone, my husband or my sibling, anyone in my life is positive. I encourage the PCR test just because I think there's certainly a greater level of accuracy.
Yeah, so, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Yeah, it does.
So Justin Simmons. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's good to know. It's a good idea to take both if you're really worried about causing problems with somebody. Absolutely, I think that's a big deal because it is life and death for some people, not the majority, but for some people it is a problem if they get COVID and they're not going to make it through. So you got to be careful. Justin Simmons, CEO and founder of My Labs Direct. Thank you for the information, and I'm encouraged by it because I think a lot of people are getting these home tests and maybe not even taking them correctly, and not even sure what the result's going to be, if it's going to be accurate. That's a big deal. They need to know the truth.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Heidi. Have a good one.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.